The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, welcome back. Our culture panel regulars, Owen Sweeney and Jen Gannon, are still with us. Owen, before we go with this week's stuff, would we briefly give a nod to Behind Our Eyes on Netflix? We flagged it a couple of weeks ago, but I think a lot of people will have seen it now. And if you haven't, it's bonkers, but it's great. And like, it is basically carried by an Irish actress, Eve Hewson, and really, I think she's created one of the great deranged psycho screen characters of our time, hasn't she?
What can I say after that? Yes, she kind of she fills it up. She fills the screen. She's kind of this, I don't want to say ghostly presence, but she's very pale and she's always kind of aloof. There's a coldness to the whole story. It's a curious. It is bonkers, as you say. It's this strange. You know, this strange kind of triangle of people. I'm not entirely sure that the Doctor, Tom Bateman, character works. But
well, given that he's the worst actor I think he's in the slipstream of Eve Hewson. She's forging ahead, carrying the whole thing along. But look,
she is actually. Simona Brown is brilliant in it as well as Louise. And, you know, she literally bumps into the man who turns out to be the Doctor, effectively her employer, the next, you know, on a night out. They share a kiss and he scarpers and all that. And next day, shock horror, he's the new boss.
And look, there's
and then
only
she
six
literally
of
bumps
them.
Into Eve Hewson literally again, and then there's all these flashbacks, and it's just it's mad. There's I think it'll divide opinions, but
good fun. Certainly, everyone should watch it and have an opinion on it anyway. Now, Jen, you're both suggesting this, but tell us about a film that's streaming now on Amazon Prime called I Care a Lot. You think this is pretty good?
Yeah, if you're talking about cold psychopaths, this is another one of those. If you want to watch someone with a bob, another woman with a bob who's a cold psychopath, move from Behind Her Eyes to I Care a Lot. So this is the film everyone has been talking about on social media. So Rosamund Pike, she excels in just playing these calculated, brittle kind of parts. And like, she did that so well in David Fincher's Gone Girl. So she plays Marla Grayson. She's this pristinely styled, she's a legal guardian, and she uses her position to steal from her elderly ward. So she's basically a court-appointed criminal. So she's working ruthlessly with her girlfriend, a partner crime, Fran, and they're, you know, being kind of sheltered by a selection of doctors, callous doctors and care home managers who allow them to operate seamlessly. And they're vastly ignored until a new mark kind of unravels it all. And that's Jennifer in the form of Diane Wiest. And she appears as this perfect mark, like she's this cash cow who's no family to protect her. But like, then you see that the pair kind of soon find out she has very important friends who will not take this situation lying down. So it's a selection of horrible people doing awful things. And if you don't like that kind of black comedy element of seeing people being extremely heartless, this is not for you. But it's not all played for laughs. There is a lot in it about the grim realities of, you know, what it's like in the American healthcare system. But I do think Rosamund Pike, her performance, you cannot take your eyes off her. It's the kind of film that you would have gone to see back in the before days and argued about it ceaselessly over a rake of pints. Like, it's just well worth just getting your Amazon subscription off for.
Yes. Which a lot of people have, but they don't realise it. I know I always say this, but if you have Prime Delivery, you have Amazon, even if you don't know it. Listen, Owen, you talked about this before, and it's a chance to see it again, but you really loved Mrs. America, and there's a chance to see it again now on RTE again.
That's right. It's having its second run around on RTE. I missed it. I think it was probably on BBC first, but then it was on RTE last year. It was one of my favourite series of last year. It's loud. It is colourful. It's the 1970s writ large. It takes you from the Nixon era all the way through the dawn of the Reagan era. It is ostensibly the story is about the seeking to ratify or not, as the case may be, both camps with vested interest. The US, the Equal Rights Amendment. That's the legislature. That's the, you know, that's the government.
And that's the worthy side of it.
Yeah, that's the worthy. That's the boring bit. That, you know, legislation does not good drama make, I think. But characters do, and there is no end of them, either real or imagined / composite characters in this. And the acting is fantastic. It, as I say, it sounds great. They actually use kind of actual bits of archive news clips, etc., kind of, you know, shots of Manhattan, wherever it might be, to kind of set up each episode at the start. The opening sequence alone is fantastic. It's animated. They use a fifth of Beethoven, you know, that great disco track, which a lot of people have had on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, by Walter Murphy, which of course is Beethoven set to disco beat, which kind of sums up the show as well, in the opposing kind of button down Phyllis Schlafly and her kind of class conscious and aspirational classical music loving suburban Illinois housewife, but yet frustrated politician, and she's a brilliant character and a brilliant antagonist. And okay, the other side, you've got Gloria Steinem, who's fantastic as well, and you know, it's just brilliant.
Okay, and that'll be on RT1 tonight at 1:30, so set to recorder. Yep, and you need to get episode 1 from the player because episode 2 is tonight. Okay, Jen, tell me about Moxie on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. This is out next Wednesday and it's directed by Leslie Knope herself, Amy Poehler, that we were just talking about. And it's this raucous, like, feminist coming-of-age story that follows 16-year-old Vivian, and she takes inspiration from her mother's riot girl past and starts her own underground fanzine, Moxie, that is attempting to challenge all the sexism and toxic status quo at her high school. So for me, I just think it's a really fresh and funny kind of take on your regular teen dramedy. I think it's like Booksmart. Like, the concentration is like on the female friendship and support rather than chasing boys or you know, the female rivalry that really usually gets put up in these films. It's not there. So I think that's a refreshing change. And I just like that it's an intergenerational story about how women's feminist ideals can inspire and influence younger girls. And that's something that you just don't see at all on film. And it's got a really good supporting cast. Marcia Gay Harden is there and Ike Barinholtz. They play teachers who are kind of fearful about how outspoken the girls are becoming. And
super.
But it's also got loads of new talent in it, so it's really fun, it looks.
Great. Okay, Owen, I know you'd like to talk about the Dublin Film Festival, which has gone online, obviously, all day, but I will give you 2 minutes to give us a few highlights.
Right, it starts next Wednesday, runs till Sunday week, that's the 14th of March. Three things first, let's start there, because I'm sure people will be happy to hear that. Colin Farrell is talking to the great Grainne Humphreys, of course, Festival Director of the Dublin International Film Festival. That's starting on Wednesday. You have to book online, but it is free. They'll be talking about festivals and film memories and all that sort of good stuff. Steve McQueen, that's the film director now, will be talking to Mark O'Halloran on Thursday, at least from Thursday. Again, book it, it's free. He'll be talking about Hunger. He'll be talking, I suppose, Fassbender is kind of Stephen Ray to his Neil Jordan, isn't he? He was Hunger, Shame, 12 Years a Slave. The last Steve McQueen movie featured Colin Farrell and Liam Neeson, so there's lots of Irish connections there.
Give us one movie then.
Yes, Supernova is the opening film on Wednesday, starring Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci, which is a gay couple going on this road trip because one of them has been diagnosed with dementia. So there's lots of emotion and tears in that. Saoirse Ronan stars in Ammonite on Thursday. That is the description. Brendan, bear with me with this one, but you know you're in a film festival form when you're reading lines like a drama loosely inspired by the life of top paleontologist Mary Anning.
I like it's only loosely inspired. They're not claiming it's factual. They don't want a scandal around it. Okay, but is it good? Yeah, it's meant to be good.
I haven't seen it now. I have to say this is brand new, hot off the presses, but that is Thursday. You'll have to pay for that, of course. But the great thing about it is, as you say, it's online. Anyone in the country can sign up and pay their movie, make their own popcorn, however, and socially distantly enjoy it. And Tygo Sullivan's documentary To the Moon, all about the moon, its place in literature, culture, etc. from around the world is on Friday.
Okay, fantastic. Jen, let's go back to relative trash then. There's a documentary on Max Clifford this week on Channel 4.
Yeah, it's on tomorrow. And I think if you're watching the Britney Spears documentary, framing Britney Spears, it just elicits this conversation about the media and the control that the media have and still do over stars' careers and how they manipulate a star's image. So Max Clifford was a huge part of how media perceived like stars in the UK. So he was this really powerful publicist who is influenced was everywhere from reality stars to sports stars to royalty, and he was the king of celebrity who was pretty much untouchable in like the 90s and the 2000s, and he really pulled the strings behind the scenes for so many famous faces. But then in 2014 he was arrested and jailed as part of Operation U-Tree, so that was investigating historic sex crimes after in the wake of the revelations about Jimmy Savile. So this documentary is the first to talk to the survivors of his crimes, and they're speaking publicly for the first time, and these women are telling about you know, their stories about what it took for them to come forward and what it was like to be in the middle of this media circus with, you know, his trial just became crazy because of who he was and how frightening it was for them that their lives were used as disposable tabloid fodder. And it's also just a portrait of this man who used that business to cover up his secrets and how he employed those tactics like to evade public attention.
Yeah, and I had the displeasure to meet him once, and like even not knowing what we now know about him, you know, you have a vibe off somebody. He's one of the nastiest I ever met in my life, I have to say. I just and got a horrible sense of him. Owen, two stand-up shows on BBC Two tonight and tomorrow. Give us them briefly.
Very quickly, I suppose. A lot of people are missing stand-up comedy in the flesh. It's a hard one to translate to the screen, but, you know, we've all had Christmases where we've had DVDs of stand-up under the tree. Dylan Moran would perennially feature under mine, and he is live off the hook tonight. That's 10:15. Again, tape and enjoy it at your leisure if you don't watch
great.
It live.
Yeah.
Dylan's brilliant to watch Dylan do anything. That's tonight at 10:15 on BBC Two, and then at tomorrow on BBC Two at 9:00, Eddie Izzard, who of course is he just exists in the live arena, doesn't he? He acts, but he never does kind of comedy, really. He just he's his own force of nature, force majeure.
It's Izzardness, absolutely.
Exactly.
Listen, I love that people are joining in on text with the culture panel. You know, somebody saying Behind Our Eyes is really overrated. I only watched three of them. It took you three to figure out it was overrated. And someone else then saying that Behind Our Eyes, that it's the other actress as she's known. Behind Her Eyes steals the show over Eve Hewson, and she's also gorgeous. I'm sorry now, but I'm calling presenter privilege on this. Eve Hewson absolutely steals that show.